T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Simon, this is the second of a series of four. So to just tell me a little bit about these hearings, first of all.
It's a formal hearing that the State Assembly has put together by four standing committees that will have laws to change within the structure of those committees: the Government Operations, which I chair, Codes, which is chaired by Joe Lenthal, who's unable to be here, Health, which is chaired by Dick Godfrey, who is here, and Alcohol and Substance Abuse, which is chaired by Linda Rosenthal, who is unable to be here. There will be another hearing in Binghamton on tomorrow, and then there will be the fourth hearing will be held in Long Island on December the 3rd. And I fully suspect that there will probably be a hearing sometime in Albany once we're back in session in 19.
You obviously knew the concerns that your district shared with you, which is why you've been sponsoring this bill for several years now. Do you expect these hearings to be different in the different locations you go to across the state?
Actually, I don't. And if I compare them in any way to the listening sessions that Governor Cuomo did earlier in this year, the responses across the state are pretty much the same. One, that it really is time for the legalization of adult use. And two, that it's also time to eliminate the records of these people, many who are black and brown, that have been criminalized as a result of the, I would say, unfair convictions of low-level marijuana crimes. They've done nothing violent, except that, unfortunately, they do learn to be violent once they're incarcerated for a number of years. And so I think people are saying the same thing across many parts of the state. And I do think, because the governor, you know, did those listening sessions, put together a work group, that he's going to introduce something in the ensuing budget that begins to deal and rectify with this issue.
Has there been a new perspective that you've realized throughout all these listening sessions, these two public hearings now, that you didn't really think about too much before throughout your times supporting marijuana?
To be honest, there really is. I started here with the intent of sealing the records of people who have been convicted, that stopped them from living the full life as a citizen because they can't work, they can't live in public housing, they can't even go to college and get access to loans. And so I started there. But one of the things that I realized real clear is that there is a ton of money to be made here, and that I think New York has to have an approach that looks at more craft-style businesses, more micro-businesses, as opposed to big business. I have been on a regular basis, I want to say since April, lobbied by mega companies about this impending legislation. And if they're coming that fast with big dollars, what are the opportunities for people with small dollars? I think we have to create those opportunities for people with small dollars to start out in this industry first.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.